I'm Sandy Brown Jensen, and welcome to Viz City.
And I'm Terry Way. Today we're going over to the Jacobs Gallery, which is located in the Holt Center for the Performing Arts. Going to talk about a show called, I was going to say a small show, and it is. It's actually called Small Pleasures Invitational. It runs through January 19th of next year, which isn't far away. And the show will also be on the first Friday of January. That's on the 4th. Lots of small things to see over there, Sandy.
I saw lots of very small things, but they were a big impact for enjoyment. I'm trying, as you know, to single-handedly to bring Lane County citizens to pay more attention to our many talented fiber artists. So the Sisters Quilt Show, of course, is a public festival celebrating not just quilting, but all the fiber arts. But we have a huge diversity here in Lane County. At the Small Pleasures Invitational, I saw a dozen really stunning pieces by Marie Winner. They're what she calls a stitched landscapes, and they're self-dyed velvet pieces in these wonderful, deeply saturated primary colors stitched into suggestive landscapes and framed in simple white boxes.
Yeah, no matter how close I looked, I couldn't quite figure out how she got such subtle color shifts.
That's right. People were grouped in front of her pieces and talking
about
it.
Yeah, they're really not what you think when you think textile. Well, of course, Talmadge Doyle is in here in this show with some of her smaller etchings. Normally, she works larger. There are birds and these mystical things. They're always fun to look
so
at.
So detailed.
Right. Another one that just blew me away is Joseph Hadley. They're hard to describe, so I made a little list of things that he actually uses. They're objects put together, but the objects are like bone, teeth, coconuts, dominoes, toy blocks, playing cards, paper-covered balls, and they're in surprising combinations.
Mm-hmm.
But they work as a unit. The ones that I had to laugh at was called Coco Chorus, and it's a bunch of coconuts all put together. It looks like a bunch of buddies all singing a tune or something. It's just hilarious. And he has a real sense of humor and a really nice design sense.
Well, speaking of an offbeat object to consider for art, Annalie Fuentes can be depended on to take a really close-up view on a very surprising view of the world. At this show, she has four oils that are close-ups of fish gill patterns. And each is similar, but each one is unique. So there was a 10-year-old boy there viewing them, and he assured me that this one was a sockeye, and that one was a steelhead, and his identification skills are much better than mine, but certainly the set glowed as a unified.
Well, this show is at the Jacobs Gallery. It runs through January 19th, and it's an invitational, and I'm pretty sure the invitor is Bev Sosie, the director. And this show started years ago as an ACEO show, which is a very specific playing card style,
or artist cards.
Baseball cards, right, 2.5 by 3.5, but people kept bringing things in that weren't that size, so it sort of morphed into small pleasures, just small-ish, without that restriction. Mm-hmm. I realize I like the objects, because this one is by Shannon Weber. It's right by the front door. It's called Observation Under Glass. And it's wood with string and test tube bottles that then she put, they're hanging down from the wood, and then she put all kinds of things in these test tubes. And so that's the underglass part. But again, very mysterious.
She was captivating the children who were saying, oh, I can do that, Mommy.
Right.
I'm going, right. Well, I also love some small black clay figures. They're pots and boxes by Nancy Y. Adams, with whimsical themes such as black dragon box and lizard perfume and lizard teapot. Like you said, they're small objects to enjoy.
Rebecca Mannheimer does some very curious things. They have real symbolic forms. She works with like mixed media on paper with encaustic layers, and so they have a depth to them. They almost look like maybe they're pages from a book. I'm not really sure what they were. I enjoyed looking at them, though.
Well, Ellen Morrow, who's one of my favorite Eugene artists, showed 8 perfect watercolors. 4 had crows in them, and 4 had great blue herons. All of them had moonlight or sunset light, and these exactly fit my definition of small pleasures.
Mm-hmm. Another artist that we are accustomed to seeing around town but usually doesn't work in this small format, and that's Stephen White, who does these freeform lamp forms, but I've never seen anything quite as small as the ones he has in this show. It was really a nice discovery to see how they hold together and the forms still hold, even though they are small.
Well, I'd like to remind people that the show is always open an hour before any show. So we were in there seeing the Cirque de Noël and had exactly the right amount of time to go downstairs and enjoy the show.
Yes, this show is at the Holt Center for the Performing Arts. It's at the Jacobs Gallery. It runs through January 19th, and it will also be on First Friday Art Walk. That's January 4th, the Small Pleasures Invitational. This has been Viz City.
I'm Sandy Brown Jensen.
I'm still Terry Way. We'll see you next year.